Renewed concerns about the health of the global economy produced another roller coaster ride in financial markets Friday. Asian shares took a beating. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index fell 3%, while Japan's Nikkei lost more than 2.5%. The main indexes in Europe extended losses from the previous day, declining more than 1% as the trading day came to a close. Howard Wieldon is a senior strategist at BGC Partners.
Markets, when they don't see the potential for growth, and they look back on themselves, and when fear and the lack of understanding comes in of where the politicians are going, you put all that together and markets just run away. And that's basically what we're seeing.
Wall Street added to its losses this week following warnings from investment bank Morgan Stanley that the United States and the 17 nations that use the euro may be on the brink of a recession. Eric Green, chief economist at TD Securities, says the U.S. economy may already be shrinking.
And with an economy operating around stall speed, you can figure anywhere between 1% and 2%. Any hiccup, any shock is enough to put it into recession. So the risk is that if things go awry in Europe, it will eventually feed through into the U.S.
Green says he's not feeling very optimistic. He blames eroding business and public confidence on the recent political drama in Washington over the U.S. debt and the ineffective response this week by EU leaders on a debt crisis that now threatens Italy and Spain.
What you're seeing is a crisis of confidence here, and a crisis of confidence in Europe, the effects of which are now coalescing into a very rapid slowing in an economy. I have never seen, in my 20 years of doing this, an economy lose so much momentum so quickly, and that's worrisome.
Prospects for a slowing global economy sent oil prices below $80 a barrel. Gold hit a new high Friday above $1,880 an ounce, and the Dow lost another 1.5% Friday to close at 10,818 points. Millar Sega, VOA News.